The song that we just heard, so beautiful. Thank you so much for that. It's really perfect for the season we're in. We recently at the center had our spring equinox Wednesday evening community potluck to celebrate spring and a season of new growth. And on March the 24th, the Hindu world celebrated Holi, the festival of colors. It's a time to celebrate the emergence of our best self through forgiveness and laughter and renewal. And we're in Ramadan right now, and this is the time when it is thought that the first verses of the Quran were revealed, and when the Islamic world fasts and does charitable giving to strengthen their relationship with the Creator through kindness and patience. And this year, Passover in the Jewish world is happening later because of the lunar calendar adjustment, but it always falls in spring sometime. This year, it's in April 22nd. And of course, today is Easter Sunday, when the Christian world celebrates the continuity of life. So there's a lot going on. And here are the lyrics of the song that we just heard, especially for our radio listening audience, because it touches on these themes of renewal and rebirth and liberation. And I think of it as a song that is being sung to addressing the self that is within us, the living spirit within. And it goes like this. Now is the time when I let go of my fears, inhibitions, and sense of dread. When I give up control and let you hold me with no resistance in my soul. This is the day when I throw it all away to the fire of the all-loving one. Now I have just what I need to be free, to be who I really am. Here is the place where I fall into grace and release into the sweetness of your love. I surrender and I remember the light and the beauty that I am. Ah, that is a wonderful state of mind to live from. And spiritual living is one of the ways to get there. And still, the journey to such freedom may be accompanied, well, by moments of fear and dread and insecurity and letting go, all sorts of things. You know, I discovered a long time ago that when I am afraid, when I get afraid, I get tired. I start to yawn and I want to go to sleep. But it's not the kind of sleep that is a blissful surrender into life. No, it's the sleep of avoiding what I have to face. Now, the lyrics of this song, they sing about a different kind of rest. The peace that comes when we let it all be and accept life and accept who we are. And to me, that means to accept that we are creative beings on a spiritual journey, and we are awakening every moment, every day, to the potential that is in us. And so our story, like all of these festivals, is one of perpetual renewal, rebirth. Sometimes we forget who we are on the journey. So here's a story that may be familiar to you, especially if you are from a Christian background, but it's written in modern language so that it can appeal to you, whatever faith tradition you may be from. Once upon a time, students of an enlightened teacher were crossing a sea in a boat. The company was surprised by a fierce storm that churned the sea, and all aboard had to work hard to keep the boat afloat in the fierce waves and the vicious wind. The unrelenting weather wore away their courage until at last they began to lose heart, and the storm on the outside caused fear to enter their minds and spread dread. In their panic, they seemed to forget their teacher's lesson about the power of the peaceful self within. It's understandable. After all, waves were crashing and the wind is howling and things do not look like they reflect inner peace at all. Panicked, they approached their teacher and found him sleeping with his head on a makeshift cushion in the stern of the boat. Alarmed at his apparent disinterest in the imminent danger, they woke the sleeping teacher and asked, "Don't you even care that we are perishing?" When the teacher finally was roused from his nap, he said to the students and to the waves, "Peace, peace, peace be still." And immediately the winds quieted down and the ocean returned to its former state of calm. I take it as a metaphor. The metaphor in this well-known story for me is that there is a presence that is quietly and calmly and persistently